Hello and welcome. This file is called Porn Addiction, and that's exactly what it will give you, a deep porn addiction. Well, it will be a slippery slope towards it, but it will set you on your way. There's only one safety that you're able to suppress the craving for porn whenever you're in an inappropriate situation, for example at work or with your family. But of course the porn desire will be back with a vengeance. Otherwise, this file will put you on the slippery slope into complete porn addiction. Now, to explicitly state it, this is not a masturbation fantasy. This really makes you completely addicted to porn. It will condition your mind on a deep level, even though the file might seem relatively tame. If you listen to this, you will become addicted to porn. So only listen if you really want it. Now, if it is something you want, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end. The intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance, my intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, it's just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go, and then it's just up to you to do it. To let go, if that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down,
allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meter steel walls and is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm, and then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness. In silence, there's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly, and then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe. Right now, in this tank, you are probably the safest person in the world. And yet, you're alone. You're isolated. Alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does. How it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself. How your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void. In this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus, of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as a concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness, that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to make you addicted to porn. That's right, you are going to be completely addicted to pornography. And let's be serious, you already know that this is easy to achieve. You know how many people get addicted to pornography. The disposition is already there in your mind, and all we have to do is just ramp it up a little bit, and you will soon be completely addicted to pornography. That's right. Now the first trigger we are going to install will simply make you desire porn.
That's right. You will find that you always desire porn. And this desire will grow inside you as soon as you turn off the porn. And with every second, every minute, every hour, this desire will grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And of course, I want you to be safe, so you will be able to suppress the desire whenever it's inappropriate. For example, when you're at work or with your family. But as soon as you have the opportunity to indulge in porn, the desire will be back, and it will be back with a vengeance. Because even while you suppress it, because it's not appropriate at the moment, this desire will grow inside your mind. You can push it to the back of your mind, but you will never be able to stop this desire from growing. And it will just grow and grow and grow with every second, every minute, every hour, becoming more and more intense, more and more insisting. Just an inner pressure, an inner need. You just need some porn, and there's no way around it. And the devious thing is that this desire will be triggered by you turning off porn. That's right. Whenever you stop watching porn, you are triggering the desire for porn. And this desire can only grow and grow and grow. And there's only one thing you can do to stop it, to reset it. And that is indulging porn. Of course, as soon as you turn it off, you trigger the desire again, and the loop starts over again. And yet, every time you are watching porn, all the triggers in this file will become stronger, because porn will also reinforce this file. It's just a natural loop. This file reinforces your desire for porn, so it's just normal that porn will reinforce all the triggers in this file. Because those triggers will push you back to more porn. It's just a natural cycle. It's a loop running around your mind, a loop that traps you, impossible to escape. Because every time you turn off the porn, this desire will begin, and it will grow and grow and grow exponentially over time. Every second, every minute, every hour, it will become more and more overwhelming. A strong inner need building up, a pressure to just go and watch porn, a deep craving. You just need porn. That's right. But that's only the beginning. This trigger will only make sure that you begin watching porn and watch porn often. But once you start watching porn and watch a lot of it, you will find that you will become completely addicted to it. And sooner or later, this desire will be superseded by a complete and total addiction to porn. It's just a question of time. Sooner or later it's going to happen. Because right now, we are going to reinforce the natural addictiveness of porn. Now, the first thing you will notice when you are watching porn is that you will go into a trance-like state. That is, in a highly focused state. You will find that as soon as you watch porn, as you read porn, that anything else will just fade away from your mind. You will be completely and totally focused on the porn. You won't even realize anything happening around you. There's only porn, and everything else is completely unimportant. And you will find that this will become natural. As soon as you consume porn, your mind will just fade away, melt away, and you will focus all your thoughts on the porn. On enjoying the porn. And because you are focusing all of your attention on the porn, you will find that it will become much more enjoyable, much more arousing. That's right. You will learn to consume porn in a completely new way, and it will increase the enjoyment and the arousal you will feel. And of course, every time you enjoy porn, this trigger will become stronger. Every time you indulge in porn, you will lose yourself a little bit deeper in it. You will simply block out all other thoughts, and you will be with the porn, with your entire mind, with your entire being. That's right. You will find that you focus all your thoughts on porn instantly, as soon as you indulge in it. Everything else just fading away, so that you can enjoy porn even more intensely.
But of course, that's only the first step. Because soon afterward, you will notice that whenever you are enjoying porn, all your lust and arousal will be greatly amplified. That's right. Now the first thing you notice is that whenever you indulge porn, that you feel all the lust, all the arousal you see echoed within you. So whenever you see someone aroused, someone completely lost in lust, you will feel the same. You will feel the arousal originating in your mind, flooding your mind with lust and arousal, and then it will flow down your spine, into your sex, and radiate out into your entire body. All the lust you see will be echoed within your own body, and it will feel amazing. And of course, like all the other triggers, this trigger will grow stronger every time you watch porn, because whenever you watch porn, you are reinforcing this training. And so every time, you will feel the pleasure, the lust more vividly, more intensely, instantly flooding your mind as soon as you indulge in porn. And there's nothing you can do about it. Whenever you indulge in porn, you will feel the lust of everyone in the porn echoed in your mind, flooding your mind. It will just happen, and every time it will become more and more vivid, more and more intense, porn taking over your mind and forcing you to experience all the lust. It will simply flood your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it. Of course, that's only the mental pleasure. Let's talk about the physical pleasure, because whenever you're indulging in porn, you will have a strong desire to pleasure yourself. And this desire will grow stronger and stronger every time, sooner or later pushing you to the point where it will be impossible for you to indulge in porn without pleasuring yourself. And we are going to increase that pleasure too. That's right. Now what I want you to do is think about how easy it is to change the perception of your senses with hypnosis. Because the nerves in your skin only transmit data, and it's up to your subconscious mind to interpret the data, to define what it was, if it's positive or negative, if it's arousing or painful. And that's the reason why a dentist can use hypnosis to change the perception so that the pain doesn't feel like pain. Now what we are going to do today is exactly the opposite. We are going to make all your erogenous zones more sensitive whenever you are watching porn, and only when you are watching porn. And we're also changing the way your brain interprets the stimuli, so that every touch becomes even more sexual and even more arousal. That's right. You will find that from now on, whenever you are watching porn, all your erogenous zones will become more sensitive, and every single touch will be incredibly arousing, incredibly sensual and sexual. And there's nothing you can do about it. It will happen every time you watch porn. And of course, every time you watch porn, the effect will grow stronger and stronger. Because you know that porn reinforces this programming. Because this programming reinforces the control porn has over you. And that's why from now on, whenever you are watching porn, you will find that all your erogenous zones become much more sensitive. And every touch becomes much more sexual. And that's how it's going to be from now on. Because from now on, porn turns your sexuality to 11. That's right. And with those triggers, we are going to start your porn addiction. And yet, it's only the beginning. Because the porn itself will do the main work. And I'm pretty sure you can imagine how this is going to go. You know how your brain always craves novel stimuli, how old thrills become boring sooner or later. And of course, the same pattern will play out with your porn addiction. Maybe you start with something simple, just straight up vanilla porn. Sooner or later, it will become boring. You will crave a little bit more, maybe going a little bit kinky, maybe involving some fetishes, or even going much further. And you know that's how it works. You know it's going to happen. You know how old thrills
become normal after a while, and then you need more. And that's exactly the thing. First of all, your porn addiction will become normal, and your addiction with ever increasing intense porn will become normal. But at the same time, you will always crave a little bit more. Not just more porn, but also more interesting porn. And every time you find some new fetish, some new kink, something new to feed your porn addiction, you will go a little bit deeper into the porn addiction. It's just normal. And so, you're already a step deeper in the porn addiction. And you know the triggers are already in your mind. You already are on this slippery slope, and you know that every time you are watching porn from now on, you will slide just the tiniest little bit down into a deep porn addiction. That's right. Every time you watch porn from now on, the suggestions in this file will help porn to have a little bit more control over you, a little bit more control over your mind. They will help porn to make you a little bit more addicted. And of course, the pleasure you feel will reinforce all these triggers. So porn will help this file too, will help all my suggestions to become even more powerful, at the same time while my suggestions help porn to make you even more addicted. It's simply a loop you cannot escape. Because you already know that whenever you try to avoid porn, that the desire, the need, the craving will grow inside you, and it will start every time you turn off porn. Oh, and of course, the craving will also start once this file ends, once you are waking up. It will already be active in your mind, and the only way to reset it, to reset the craving, the burning need to watch porn, is to do it and watch porn. But of course, every time you watch porn, you're just making everything more intense. You're reinforcing the triggers. You're telling your subconscious mind that you want these triggers to become stronger, because otherwise you wouldn't be watching porn. And let's be serious. You decided to listen to this file. You want this, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And your subconscious mind knows that it was your free choice. And because it was your free choice, it will take all the suggestions in this file and help you to become more addicted to porn, help you to live this fantasy, put you on a slippery slope. That's right. And right now, before I wake you up, I want you to accept that you are going to be addicted to porn. Just say it in your mind. Repeat it 3 times. I'm addicted to porn. And that will tell your subconscious mind that you are indeed completely addicted to porn. That you want to accept all the triggers in this file. And that you want to be on a slippery slope into complete and total porn addiction. That's right. And to make really sure that you will be completely addicted to porn, you will find that the same craving you have for porn will be with you for this file. You will crave to listen to this file over and over and over again. And even watching porn will reinforce this craving. Now don't worry, the craving to listen to this file will go away once your subconscious mind knows that all my suggestions are deeply embedded in your mind and will make you permanently and completely porn addicted. But until then, you will want to come back again and again and again, so you can become completely addicted to porn. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up with every number. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you completely come back. And 9, begin to stretch yourself Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.